The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The weekend saw strong performances from the government parties. The count is now concluded in 38 out of the 43 constituencies. Counting in the other constituencies resuming about now. We'll keep an eye on those. In Kerry, the Healy-Ray brothers enjoyed great success with both Michael and Danny elected. But are they in line for chats with those who might be forming a government? Well, to answer that question, Michael Healy-Ray joins me now. Michael, good morning and congratulations.
Good morning to you, Pat, and to your listeners.
I detect a tiredness in your voice. You've had a busy weekend.
No, not so bad, Pat. Everything is fine. Sure, any day you go out and things go well, isn't it great? And I'm just so grateful to the people of Kerry that voted for Healy Rays over the last number of days. It's a very humbling experience, Pat, to be elected and to get a big vote. It really puts it all in perspective. You're a servant of the people. I'm here inside in the office, and myself and Matt Pena and Fiona, we're here tearing at the phones, tearing at the emails, and just trying to get back on track and get back in gear and doing what we're supposed to do, and that's do our work and do it properly.
Now, it looks like Micheál Martin will be the one who will be charged with forming a government, and it will be a coalition between that party and Fine Gael. They will be shy of an overall majority by a small number of seats. Are you in the frame, yourself and Danny, for supporting an incoming government?
Well, there are three things that we have to prioritise as elected people now, independently elected people for the County of Kerry, because we're elected without the shackles of a government. We don't have an umbrella hanging over us. We're going as Healy Ray candidates. But when we're elected, we have a serious onus of responsibility, and that is to do the best that we can for the people of the county. Now, the record will show that in 2016, we went to Dublin for 73 days. We partook of the negotiations for the formulation of a programme for government at that time. We really thought we might be part of that eventually, but that wasn't to be. It's no more than me saying to you, why didn't you go to the wedding last week? The first thing you will say to me is, well, I couldn't go because I didn't get an invitation. In 2020, we headed to Dublin. We met even with Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael. We sat down with the party leaders. And they didn't choose us. They chose the Greens. And but we have a very simple philosophy in all of this. If we are wanted to go to the wedding, we have no problem in answering that invitation. But it will be at a price and a priority. And we have three priorities. And they are Kerry, Kerry and Kerry. And we have an awful lot of things to deal with in this county. We have things that have been neglected, despite the fact that we have a government minister here, which I'm very glad that we have and had. But despite that fact, we're wanting, needing and lacking an awful lot in this county, be it services, infrastructure, the most basic thing in the world. You can't get to see a doctor. You get the vet quicker than you get to see a GP. We need that. We have a town in Killarney that's choking because we need a bypass for it. We need stronger outreach services for our hospitals. These are the type of things that we need, and we want to get those addressed. If us supporting a government would help the people of Kerry, we would have no problem in the world in doing that if it was the right thing to do. The one thing that we don't want, because I hear people saying, oh, what price would the Healy Rays want for their support? Well, remember, we're not like the Greens, who wanted every type of, my goodness, if we looked at the list, it was like Santa's stocking on the Christmas tree. They wanted ministers, junior ministers, chairs of Oireachtas committees. They got so much stuff, they didn't know whether they were coming or going. And, you know, when you look at it, where did it get them? Because the one people they forgot about was the constituents that voted for them. Well, we are the exact opposite. The Healy Rays are looking for nothing for Healy Rays. What we'd be looking for is things that would help the people that voted in this county. That's what we want. And so our job is to talk. Our job is to listen. So the likes of the...
I just want to ask you about precise things. I remember your late father got a deal whereby, or maybe it was done through your offices in the council, but the road from the main road into Killarney, the main, if you like, Dublin road into Killarney, then it veers off and you go to Kilgarvan and Kenmare. And the road to Kilgarvan is pretty fantastic compared to the way I remember it originally.
Well, yes, to be honest, there was things like that. But there's a great legacy to my father in that we have a new community hospital inside in Kinmare. And I can tell you out straight, without fear of contradiction, that hospital would not have been there only for the late Jackie Healy-Ray, because he worked diligently to ensure that it was delivered. And it's a legacy to him that it is there. And there's great staff and management work inside that. But of course, these are the practical things that you would be looking for in return of support. Now, people can talk. I know that there's people listening to this now, and they'd be turning up their noses, maybe saying, oh, that's parish pump politics. Well, I'm very sorry to anybody that calls that parish pump. When the late Tony Gregory, who was a great person, when he sought hundreds of millions at the time for the inner city in Dublin, nobody said about Tony Gregory, oh, that's parish pump politics. They didn't. They said he was a great man, and that he delivered to the inner city. Well, if we want to deliver to the Black Valley, or to Ballinskellig's, or to Port Magee, or Valentia Island, or down into to Vintry or Slayhead, well, if we want to deliver there, that's every bit as good as the inner city above in Dublin for receiving
and
money.
And Michael, have you no ambitions for a junior ministerial seat, or for maybe, even if they offered you the Cian Corla, would you be interested?
You see, let me answer that in this way. It's not that I'm not interested, but the way I'll word it to is, I'm not like the Greens. When the Greens sat down, it was they wanted this, they wanted that. And it wasn't policy was driving them, in my opinion. What it was, and all you need to do is look at the list of what they got. How many ministers, how many senators, how many different things they required for themselves. They really enrich themselves. And like, fine, that's their business if that's the way they wanted to go about it. The one people that I'm interested in enriching, and that I know that Denny Healy-Ray, my brother, would be interested in enriching. And that's the people that are living in County Kerry. The mothers and fathers who are travelling our roads every day, people who are seeking to get appointments for their hips and their knees and their cataracts to be removed, the basic services that people want. That's what we're interested in. It's not that we're, you know, sitting on the sidelines saying, well, I wonder what could we get for ourselves. We've gotten what we want, and that is that we've been respectfully elected to Dáil Éireann. We'll humbly go up the road with our heads down to serve the people, and we'll do so. We won't be silent,
and Michael,
and we won't be quiet.
The last question is, if you were to sign up to support this government, I mean, you are independents, it could mean that if something you don't like is happening, you can drop out. I mean, would you be signing up and saying, we'll do this for 5 years, even if we have to hold our noses sometimes?
Well, I'll give you a very clear answer to that. And I believe Bertie Ahern was on the radio yesterday or the day before. And I believe that I didn't hear it now, but I believe he spoke very kindly and fondly of my late father. And I think that the comment that he actually made was, with regard to Jackie Healy-Ray, you could rely on him more than you could rely on our own crowd. In other words, that when my father gave his word, and when he did a deal or when he did something, he was honourable about it. Well, if there was something to have to be done that would help the people of Kerry, and if you have to do something in return, that's all to talk about. But like the way about myself and my brother, we're honourable people, we're straight people, we get on with our business, and we try to do things as right as we can. And it's all to play for. And the final thing I'll say to about it, somebody said yesterday about what's the next move. Inside in the tarnished's phone, my number is inside there. If he wants to ring me, he can ring me. And if they want to talk, we'll listen. But it's like the invitation to the wedding. We can't go unless we get the invite. Right.
The last question really is, everyone listening in is saying, Kerry, Kerry, Kerry. What happens if resources all go to Kerry because you're supporting the government and other parts of the country are therefore deprived?
Well, the answer to that is that the people of Kerry are entitled to every bit as much as the rest of the country. If you look at the investment in cities where we have flyovers and underpasses and we have every type of money being spent in the world, there's no harm in the world in shouting for Kerry and saying that we want resources, we want infrastructure, we want proper healthcare, we want housing for our young people, we want land to be zoned to free it up, because young people who are working can't buy a house in Kerry at all at the moment because there's no such thing available. So we have an awful lot of work to do. I like working, Pat. I like rolling up my sleeves, whatever type of work it is. And I like achieving every day. And that's what we'll be hoping to do, is to achieve for the people of Kerry and to serve the people of Kerry. Because Teacht an Dála means messenger of the people. You're a servant of the people. Go away and serve them. That's it.
Michael Healy-Ray, Independent TD for Kerry. Michael, thank you very much for joining us. Listening to all of that, Sean Defoe, Group Political Correspondent with Bar Media, who has been working indefatigably for the last 3 weeks, and before that, preparing the Calling It podcast with Ivan Yates. Sean, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are things?
Well, now, you don't sound tired at all.
Oh, look, I'm thriving off this stuff. I got more than 6 hours sleep last night, which is the turn-up for the last 3 weeks, so we're in good form, ready to go.
Okay, so let's talk about the general observations that you have to make about campaign 2024 and where it went right and where it went wrong.
It's sort of fascinating, isn't it? That people have, despite everything that you hear, everything we talk about in the media about this is wrong and that's wrong, people have generally voted for more of the same and actually given Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil more of a mandate to be closer to their own majority. They're going to be, on my predictions, just a single vote away from a Dáil majority. Final figures, Fianna Fáil 48, Fine Gael 38. So you're talking 86 votes there, Sinn Féin 39. 11 each for Labour and the Sock Dems.
Now, where do you think they'll make an offer for Ceann Comhairle? Because the advantage of that, it's a long-term advantage, but 5 years on, that person is returned. So
yes,
you can be quite
so
strategic in your choice.
You can be. So we know they would probably have the votes, but you could also do the other play and say, well, let's give it to someone in the opposition and reduce that number on the opposition benches by one to just make ourselves
a little
bit
more sure. But then they get a surefire seat in the next time round. So
they do, but it's a surefire one seat. So if it's an independent who's probably going to be elected anyway, a Catherine Connolly type, say, who we know has had an interest in, as you could go that way. Pat the Cope, I think, may be one of those. There had been some rumour that the whole reason for him to run again was he was promised he'd get the Ceann Comhairle seat. And so therefore, in his, I want to say, early 82, he would be at that stage, would be guaranteed re-election to the Dáil and would be in the Dáil into his late 80s. So I don't know whether other people had been on the sly, promised that position. We know it won't be Sean O'Farrell. But if you were looking numbers, which we're all kind of paying attention to this morning, there's a certain amount of sense of just let it go to the opposition.
Now, what does it actually mean, given that you'll have 8 or 9, whatever the number for Labour will be, and 9 or 10 for the Social Democrats? You know, substantial numbers. It makes them useful if the government wanted to get security of a majority. But on the other hand, the price they might have to pay to Labour and to the Sock Dems might be too high for them.
Yeah, I actually have both Labour and the Sock Dems coming away with 11 seats each by the time the last few shakes out, which is way ahead of where we thought they'd be, and is a really impressive election for both parties, particularly the Sock Dems, who have picked up some. I mean, Dublin Bay South, where they unseated Chris Andrews, that was a particularly impressive win. Jen Cummins in Dublin South Central, Sinead Gibney as well coming through to dislodge Catherine Martin. They've had a really, really good election. And so have Labour then, beating out the Sock Dems in the likes of Limerick City for that last seat in Conor Sheehan, you know, some others around the country, holding on to the Sean Sherlock seat down in Cork North Central, the Mallow vote for Owen Kenny. So both of them as a block are 22 seats and quite formidable. And Ivana Bacsik has indicated that will be her first call. I don't know how many calls Holly Kearns is fielding at the moment, given her own situation, having given birth 3 days ago, but she will have to field a few. And Kino Callaghan will be taking some as well this week. So they'll have discussions with each other. But you're right. The question will be, do we go in? Has the Green experience put them off, especially when, you know, the government doesn't really need their votes. There are other paths for them to get there. I think there's some people within Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil who would say, look, a third party is the most stable option. And either one of those you tag on, you're talking 96 votes. So take in all of the friction that comes in a 5-year government, that you'll lose a couple of TDs over very specific issues and just to bad luck along the course of a campaign. So just to give yourself that buffer would be an advantage. But they will be looking to different things. I was sort of chuckling listening to Michael Healy-Rae there, in that he demonstrated the, both the problem and the advantage of going with independence. Like, in one sense, nationally, they're a cheap date because they're not looking for ministries. They're not looking for big national policies. They just want you to pour investment into their county or into their constituency. The problem is then, if we hit a recession, if we hit a big economic shock because of Trump or whatever it is, and you have to make decisions in the national interest, are they going to stick around, or are they actually going to say, I'm out here, I got what I wanted from my county, and be gone? Where you could be more reliable with a party that has a couple of ministries, is very tight.
Yeah, but if that party walks, then you collapse, basically, or then you go scrubbing around looking for a few independents to prop you up. I'll read you some of the comments, Sean, for your comment. Linda reminds us of what Einstein said. She says, the only thing I can say about the election is that the people get what they deserve. And she quotes Einstein, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That's Albert Einstein. Michael Healy-Rae is correct. The Greens have an ideology. The Healy-Rays have none. That's from Dahi. Listening to Michael, it's clear what's wrong with Irish politics. Everyone is out for what they can get for their constituents instead of the government working together as a whole for the best of the country. If Mary MacDonald fails again to achieve government, surely she'll have to step down. No other leader would fail twice and remain in their position. That's from Brian. Would you tell Mr. Healy-Rae that the Dáil is a national government and not a county council? Parish pump politicians have no national significance. That's according to Paul. I can hardly contain myself listening to the revolting selfishness of Michael Healy-Rae. I have a good solution for him. Let Kerry self-govern itself and raise its own taxes to pay for its own services. It's revolting listening to him disparaging those who try to govern for the nation. That's from Des. Outrageous what Michael Healy-Rae says about the Greens. It's about national policy and achieving it, not local goodies on the part of the Greens. Bravo, Michael. Sound man. Up Kerry. That's from a Dublin Jackeen. I think what Bertie said about Jackie Healy-Rae yesterday was that Jackie would always publicly criticise the government and threaten to vote against them, but never did. That's not quite what Michael was saying. That's from Kira. So that's the choice the government is going to have to make, whether to go with independents, who might be reliable in the sense that independents have to pay a lot to run an election. Their appetite for an early election, if something goes slightly wrong, would not be great.
No, it wouldn't. Definitely wouldn't be great. Interesting comments coming in there. I think the Healy-Rays do have an ideology, and that ideology is Kerry, and that's it. So there is one in there. On the Greens, isn't it fascinating? Some of your texts there are saying, look, they did things in the national interest and they got absolutely hammered for it. They got totally and utterly punished. On the policy point of the Greens, I would say that actually there are a few things. And speaking to them throughout the course of this government, lots of them knew this was a one-term deal. There were lots of those seats where they knew that they weren't coming back regardless. Now, they did hope they'd get 4 or 5. And I actually thought, when I saw 4% in the exit poll, which turns out to be wrong, but it wasn't too far wrong on the Green overall vote, that they would come back with more than one. But there are certain things that are going to be very hard pressed for any incoming government to unpick. So you think of the climate budgeting, you think of the carbon tax increases, you think of even the spending on roads and bike paths across the country. It's €1 million a day. And to suddenly, for any new government to come in and say, well, actually, we're going to slash all of that and not do it, would be quite difficult. So they do have a few things that will last the test of time. And then when you look at independence, that's going to be the real question now for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil as they go away and they have a think about this. They've got two big things to think about. One is, how do we handle this whole rotating Taoiseach thing? Is it going to be, as Ivan was suggesting earlier with you, pro rata basis, that Micheál gets it for 60% and Simon gets it for another 40%? How do they handle the number of ministers that they're going to have there? Because there is, even though their vote share of the vote was quite similar, there is going to be a 10-seat difference between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. And when I was talking to people prior to the election, they were saying anything above 7 is when you start to question that. But the wiser heads will probably prevail and decide in Fianna Fáil, look, it's not worth the row. It's not worth not having a government.
There's also the question that Fianna Fáil have more veterans knocking around now. And I use that in a relative sense because Jack Chambers is a very young man. But you know what I mean? There are people who In Fine Gael, they've changed their whole, half their parliamentary party coming back. So they will have a lot of young guns who may not quite yet aspire to cabinet positions because they've no experience. So they might not be as demanding as otherwise might be the case.
No, I'd say they'll still have quite a few demands to get in there. But it will be interesting just in the changing of the guard. Like for Fine Gael, a lot of the time, Simon Coveney was the one who dealt with the independence that they had propping up the governments with the likes of Lowry's and Grealish. And whenever there was a vote of no confidence, Simon Coveney would be sent to make the rounds and meet them in their offices and have the cup of tea and calm them down or get whatever demand they wanted. So, you know, that level of experienced peacemaker is gone. You've obviously got Leo Varadkar gone and a bit of a younger cabinet and then new people who are coming in. And they'll say that's all a positive. It's new energy. It's all this sort of stuff, the sort of Harris effect. But they are going to be much more of a junior partner in this government, whether even if there is a rotating Taoiseach, and that will be, I think, a difficult position for them when the next election rolls around. Not now, that I can bear to think about a next election.
Yeah, but you see, the parties will be thinking about the next election. First of all, there'll be the post-mortem to see where they made mistakes, the candidates that they maybe nominated that should not have been nominated, those that they didn't nominate that should have been nominated, how they divided the vote in various constituencies. And then, say, from the left hand, they'll be looking at the rise of the Soc Dems and the return of Labour, looking at a block of some 22 seats, you're suggesting? You know, that's a significant presence in Dáil Éireann, and Sinn Féin will be looking over their shoulders to see who of those they can take out next time round.
Yeah, and Sinn Féin were trying to take out. In the end, it turned out they took out Solidarity People Before Profit and sort of the hard left candidates more so. You look at Hazel de Nortún in Dublin South Central losing the seat that Breed Smith had held. She was quite fancy to tip and take that. Gino Kenny has gone out of this government. McBarry very narrowly lost out to Labour. So there is an element for all it's not happening in the rest of the world, of actually people have come back a bit more towards the centre in this. And I don't mean just the centre in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, but we didn't see any far right breakthrough. We saw the hard left shrinking back into this Dáil and coming back to the centre left parties of the Soc Dems and Labour. And it poses a really interesting question for their future, because I hate this question of a merger. Everyone always talks about it. Anyone I talk to in the Soc Dems has absolutely not a chance. And when they've got a win behind them, why would they actually do it? But at the same time, if you are looking to further the cause of the centre-left, you're not much good with 11 TDs, you're a lot stronger as 22. And trying, for those two parties, the big difficulty now, with a bit of a win behind both of them, will be trying to present themselves as separate entities for the next 5 years, when they will be raising much of the same questions, espousing much of the same policies. And it makes it more dangerous if only one of them goes in. If Labour goes into government now, then they have an almost mirror of themselves on the opposition benches, with all the freedom of the opposition benches, who'll be licking their lips for all their seats at the next election. And that will factor into the back of the mind thinking.
Lots of comments coming in. This one: I wish we had the Healy Rays in Dublin Bay South. We would have had our flood defences by now, says one. Simon Harris and Fine Gael should step back and take a deep breath. Go into opposition, do a confidence and supply arrangement with Fianna Fáil, because many in Fine Gael have never experienced being in opposition. Another one, Peter and Thurles: is with the Greens out of the way, the much needed infrastructure projects such as the Limerick-Cork motorway might finally progress. With dealing sensibly with the passenger cap at Dublin Airport, it's been said time and time again, for the country to prosper requires massive infrastructure projects to kick on. Most businesses and industries are doing their very best to comply with energy conservation, pollution, etc. But despite everyone's best efforts, it was never enough for the Greens, hence their demise. Hopefully 2025 will be a better year and confidence will also return to farming. The Healy Rays will continue to be elected until the government stops bowing to local parish pump politics. And another one: parish pump politics is how the political parties have set up our political environment. The Healy Rays are playing the game better than anyone else. Don't hate the player, hate the game. I've always voted Green. In our location, we should be the Norway of wind energy, but instead they were more concerned about carbon tax and cycle routes, which don't work and are not required outside South Dublin. The seal grant system does not work. It's just an excuse for companies to ramp up prices. That's the SEAI grant. They have wasted their chance. I'll never vote for them again. That's according to Brian. So, Sean, well done you. Thank you very much for all your fantastic efforts in keeping us all on the straight and narrow over the past few weeks.
Thanks a million, Pat. It's been tremendous fun. We love elections. And just to say thank you to everyone who maybe people wouldn't have seen in News Talk, who were behind the scenes all weekend in the newsroom, out in all the county centres, on the digital team and on the production staff as well. They all played a blinder. And delighted with the coverage of over the weekend. Hopefully people enjoyed it as much as I did.
Sean Defoe, thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.